In the shadow of a vibrant and sprawling Olympic Park, just a few hundred metres over the railway tracks, lives 68-year-old Ivy Smith. She's lived here in her two-bedroom semi on Doran Way for 40 years, since the property was built. Her granddaughter lives with her, but perhaps not here for much longer.
We don't know yet. We know that the three big blocks are coming down, and supposedly this block and the block behind, but we don't know about the houses yet.
And so what do you think then about the Olympics? Do you think it's been good or bad?
Well, I think it's been quite good. But at the end of the day, I do believe that because the Olympics were brought here, our estate might go.
The legacy of this summer's sporting achievements is not just ranked in gold medals. The Olympics was always intended to give London's East End a permanent rebirth. But that means some of the area's oldest residents are being moved. Old tower blocks like the one housing the BBC's temporary Olympic studios are to be torn down, and the gentrification of this part of the city means developers have snapped up much of the land roundabout. But Ivy's younger neighbour, Martin Spike, says the benefits are obvious.
I've done a lot, really, i.e. jobs. Oh, there's a lot more people that have come together, and I think diversity has shown a lot through this Olympics. Because of East London having a bad reputation, I think it's done good for the reputation, and hopefully it stays like it.
Preparing dinner for 45 guests, Jimmy Garcia, a young chef who's set up business for the fortnight of the Games. Jimmy's Supper Club is a pop-up restaurant which is doing a roaring trade, but he will move on when the Olympics finish, like many others around here. And although the long-term plan is a university campus, he isn't convinced the area's regeneration will be all that's promised.
I think it'll bring a lot of vibrance and youth to the area, and a lot of, hopefully the regeneration that everyone's talking about. I'm not sure it's going to be here until that university campus is built. I think that when the before that, I think there'll be a lot of kind of what no one really knows what's going on. There's all these exits are closed off, and I just don't know if there'll be the vibrance that everyone's talking about.
In 74 days, once the Paralympics are finished, the park will become the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park. The athletics stadium will remain, probably as a football stadium, the iconic aquatic centre and velodrome too. The athletes' village will become apartments, and hundreds of what are billed to be affordable homes are to be built, alongside others a little more pricey. It's much like the regeneration plan for Glasgow's East End, thanks to the Commonwealth Games. Margaret Ford is in charge of the London Legacy Company.
We have a planning consent for 10,000 homes for the whole park. The park itself has been created. It's a new royal park. It will open a year after the Olympic Games. Our first homes will be built in October of this year. All of the Olympic venues, apart from the stadium, have already been pre-sold, and the stadium will be sold just after the Games. So there will be no white elephants. That's never happened before in any Olympic host city. And I think Glasgow has learned all of those lessons and kind of, when I say piggybacked, I mean that in a positive sense, sensibly piggybacked on what's been learned in London.
And the Esher-born Baroness believes Glasgow and London are much better prepared than most host cities, and have already achieved for local communities what few other Games have done.
A lot of the legacy is already embedded in Glasgow in the same way that is in London. And I think that's because both cities thought ahead, a long way ahead of the Games. Sometimes in Sydney, for example, it was only after the Olympic Games Sydney set up a legacy authority and said, kind of scratched their heads and said, what do we do now?
For Ivy Smith and her granddaughter, however, there's an uncomfortable uncertainty about what the future holds.